Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kawula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody.
Joyful, joyful.
It's that time of year.
We adore thee.
It is that time of year. It is that time of year.
I was worried you would be a little bah humbug.
No, that, why am I bah humbug?
For that opening.
No, I mean, I've come to terms that I'm never going to get that iPad away from you. So I'm just going to.
You're just going to live with it.
I'm going to let it stop bothering me.
Who are you?
If you keep doing that, though, I'm going to kill you. The iPad will survive. Will die.
It's a pretty nice sound effect, though. Those chorus singers are really tight.
Yeah, real tight. It's totally worth the 99 cents you paid for them.
How was your week?
It was all right. It was okay. It wasn't bad.
You get all your Christmas shopping done?
I did.
How do you do it with, like, you have Colton, yeah, and you got Tracy. So do you switch?
I have them. They're mine.
Well, I mean, like, you can't shop for Colton when both of you are there.
Well, they have this thing called a school. Where your kids have to go to school.
Well, so you did all your Christmas shopping while he was in school?
And leaves me with 6 to 8 hours a day of free time. So, yeah.
So you did all your shopping for him,
yeah,
and Tracy? So you're done?
Well, yeah, I'm done. Why would I
have to do all of it tomorrow.
Well, you are fucked.
All of it tomorrow.
Why would you wait until Christmas Eve?
Dude, I've been moving. I've just had crazy shit going on. It's just been...
circus. Do all your friends and family know they're not getting anything?
Well, they're like,
are they aware of that?
My mom today, she was like, you know, if you can't get anything under the Christmas tree, I'm like, no, I'll make it happen tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day. So
it's not going to happen.
But you know what?
It's going to be disgusting. Tomorrow's going to be disgusting.
Tomorrow's going to be gnarly.
It's just awful.
It's going to be awful. Parking, I'm going to be yelling at people. It's not going to be very Christmassy. And then I'm going to be like, here's your Christmas gifts, everybody. But my buddy Mike Nolan, who has also been a co-host on here when you
The defensive coordinator?
Yes. The defensive coordinator for Wake Up Hollywood. He came in. I mean, he and I were talking, and I was like, man, I haven't done any of my Christmas shopping. And he's known me since high school. And he's like, he just started laughing. I'm like, what? He's like, something's never changed. He said, I remember, like, the last time we hung out around Christmas, you were doing your Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. I think I bank on Christmas Eve being the day that I just find everybody everything, is terrible.
That's awful.
Yeah. Do you do your shopping online, or do you actually go in person?
Some stuff I do online.
I bought one present for my brother online. He doesn't know what it is yet, but...
well, that's why that would be normal Christmas procedure.
But you know what? It's weird to buy stuff online for me because you can't try things on. You don't know how things are going to fit on people.
Would you buy him?
Well, I can't tell you.
Is he listening?
He may
He's
be
not
listening.
Listening.
He may be
no,
listening.
No, there's like one... I know I only have one confirmed person listening. He just texted me.
He's bored of you already.
Obviously. I can hear him yawning.
No. Yeah, I got him something cool. I'll have to reveal... When you come back, you're not coming back for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, and I will think about it constantly.
Are you going
I'm
to
think about constantly?
Like, what
you got your brother? Where'd he get him? Just tell me, so I can enjoy Christmas.
Well, Colton obviously is not listening, right?
He's listening. He just has no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, he's listening, right?
No,
now?
He's not listening.
Well, what did you get him?
I got him a bunch of shit.
Well, he still believes in Santa, right?
Well, he's five.
Yeah. So, like, what are you going to do? Are you going to like? Eat some cookies that he leaves behind.
Yeah, what do you think? Well, you never had to play Santa before. You don't.
No, yeah. And every time I saw like a brown Santa at Indian parties, I'm like, Santa ain't real.
There's no way. There's no Hindu Santa.
So, what do you do? What's the shtick?
The procedure of playing Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Well, I hope there's no children listening because I've ruined Christmas for everyone.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Dustin, I'm sure he's listening. I hate you. Hate you so much. No, you wait for the kid to go to bed, you get the Christmas presents out, and then you take a bite of the cookie. And
so he's making cookies for Santa.
Yeah.
Now, did you say, do you have a particular cookie that you love?
We're going to make chocolate chip M&M cookies.
Do you like chocolate chip M&M cookies?
Yeah, that's why we're making chocolate chip M&M cookies. Why would I make a cookie that I can't stand to give to Santa Claus that I have to eat?
What's a cookie that you can't stand?
peanut butter cookies.
Okay, I'm going to whisper in Colton's
oatmeal ear. Cookies I hate. I hate oatmeal cookies and peanut butter cookies.
I'm going to say, dude, Santa doesn't like chocolate chip
cookies. I don't know when you're ever going to be around my child.
I'm going to somehow just come over unannounced.
You somehow just come over.
And just say, what's up, Eddie? How are you? Hey, Colton, I need to talk to you for a second. Santa told me to tell you, get peanut butter cookies.
And I've told him never talk to brown strange people. So that'll never happen.
So you're gonna bite the cookie. Now, does he like? Is he gonna stay up at night and try and sneak in to see Santa?
No, he hasn't yet. I mean, every year's different. He didn't last year. They get excited and they just pass out. The problem is they get up like 4 in the friggin' morning
on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
he's gonna be so pumped.
Yeah.
That's gotta make your day though. I mean, that's pretty.
Oh, it's awesome. That's awesome.
That's really like the one day you're like, I love this.
The best part about having children is you experience things through them, like watching them experience. That's the best part.
Do you mess with them? You're like, dude, have you been good? Are you going to get a lump of coal? Oh, yeah.
No, I do stuff. Today I did a fake phone call in front of him. I was like, oh, hey, Santa. Yeah, Colton says he doesn't want any presents this year. Okay, bye. He's like, what? No! And I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, call him back. I'll patch things up. Don't worry.
He's probably sitting there. So, yeah, you can freak him out. I can't believe you told my own father.
You can freak him out pretty bad.
Dude, that's awesome. So, did you call him back in front of him? Or are you just going to let him sweat it out?
No, I'm going to let him sweat it out. And then I went, the other day, I was like, hey, Colton, I got a great idea. How about we do no presents this year? And he was like, no, why would you say that?
Well, what did he ask for?
He does it just, it's all the time. It's just everything.
Just changes.
He's a 5-year-old.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. Do you see toys? Because I see toys now and I'm like, God damn, I wish I had that remote control car.
Like, some stuff is cool. Most toys suck. Like, he got one of our friends gave him Transformers this year, like 2 Transformers. And Transformers suck now.
Really? Why? Because it's cheap?
You have to have a degree in physics and engineering to transform it into a robot.
Oh, that's no fun, dude. That's
like, when we were kids, it was like 5 steps to make Optimus Prime into a robot. And dude, GoBots were like 2 steps.
Yeah. GoBots. Is that going to be a movie? I hope not.
I hope so. It can't be worse than the Transformer movies.
That's true. Well, if one was pretty good. I watched one the other
day. None of them were any good.
One was decent.
They were terrible.
One was better than I thought it would be.
How was it?
Considering what's-his-name did it.
Was they were all awful.
Who did that? Jerry
Bruckheimer.
Yeah.
They were all terrible. Or Michael Bay. Michael Bay did Michael them. Bay. They were produced by Bruckheimer, I think.
2 and 3 were terrible.
They were all terrible.
1 was decent.
1 through one 4 okay. were shitty.
So did you not like any of the Indiana Jones, too?
No, I love Indiana Jones.
1, 2, 3, and 4?
I didn't mind 4. 4 had its downfall, but I didn't mind it.
4 was like, I
liked 4 better than any of the Transformers.
Really?
I would watch Indiana Jones 4. This is how much I hate her. I would watch Indiana Jones 4 on a loop for a week. Nonstop.
I almost spit out my water.
Clockwork Orange style with my eyes peeled open.
With peanut butter
before
cookies.
I would sit through 10 minutes of any of the Transformers.
That's a hilarious show. Our studio audience loves it. Indeed. So let me get this right. You don't like the Transformers movies.
No.
Well, what Transformers did Colton get?
I don't even know. It's new ones from the new movie.
Okay. So
I don't know anything about them.
Did he want anything Star Wars? Anything Star Wars?
Yeah, I got some Star Wars stuff. I got some Star Wars Lego stuff.
What was your favorite? Was it the Millennium Falcon? I bet you were a Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, that and the Death Star. I got the Millennium Falcon and the Death Star.
You got both? Wow.
Were my two. Like, that's the 2 presents from my childhood.
My favorite actual Star Wars toy was the, what are those things that in Return of the Jedi where they're flying on them? They look like motorbikes. And
speeder
flying.
Bikes.
The speeder bikes. Dude, those were awesome.
So awesome you forgot their name?
I forgot their name, but it was like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, like yesterday. No, but you could, you could eject the person.
No, you could blow them up. You hit the button, they blew up.
That's right. And
they
would fly off. I love that. I was like, this thing is the shit. And remote control cars were the best. I have a funny little story. Like one year, when I realized Santa was
You put a lot of pressure on the story by saying it's funny.
Well, I did, but
you should let the story speak for itself.
Yeah, that's true. All right, this is an unfunny story.
Just say it's a story. Okay, let the audience story about judge me if growing it was funny
up,
or not.
When I realized Santa Claus wasn't real and my parents were still playing the Santa Claus card, my mom was like, hey, can you get something out of the trunk of the car? And I was like, sure. So I go to the trunk of the car. I must have been like 11 or 12.
Dead dog.
And I open up. No dead dog.
Dead cat.
No angry cat.
You just ruined both of my jokes with your shitty sound effects.
So I open the trunk of the car and I see this remote control car that I did not want. So I was like, shit, she got the wrong remote control car.
What a spoiled little bitch you are.
Dude, honestly, this is ridiculous. My
and it won't get me.
Well, I didn't say that. So you know what I did? I pulled out, like, it was like a Radio Shack. I wanted an RC Pro-Am. That's what I wanted. You know when you're a kid, you see an advertisement, you're like, that's the one. She will be mine. And then I pulled out some Radio Shack, like, gift catalog, and I was like, I pull over next to my mom. Like, this is like a week later, and I'm like flipping through the pages right in front of me. I'm like, hey, I heard this is a terrible car to get. Like, you shouldn't get this car. It's been like it's been recalled by the factory. And my mom was like, she looked so stunned. She's like, really? Are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, definitely.
You told your mom it got recalled?
I told my mom it got recalled. I did.
And she believed you?
And she believed me. And she, like, I under the tree, Christmas morning, was an RC Pro-Am that I was so happy about.
You manipulated your parents.
I totally did. Well, you know what? They were still trying to, convince me that Santa Claus existed, so.
To bring some bit of magic into your life because they know how horrible the world is. So they're like, let's give him some more magic while he still can possibly believe in it.
That's true. I'm a
and you
person.
Just turned and you just manipulated the
I'm
crap
going
out of
to hell. It's all going down. Oh, in the middle of the flush, it looks like our special guest is here.
I hate
here.
That iPad so much.
Well, let's welcome Kira Hooks to our studio.
Hi, Kira.
Hey, what's up?
What's How going are on? You?
I'm doing pretty good.
Sorry, I had to sit through that first 10 minutes.
She was like, God.
I really wish there was a door they were behind
really
so they didn't have to hear all that stuff.
She was laughing pretty hysterically.
So terrible.
She was keeping it quiet. She was trying really hard. She was waiting for you to gong me.
I would like to gong you. I would really love to gong you.
Sound effects are out of control.
That's not how I would describe it, but yes, there's something up with the sound effects.
You know what? That's enough out of you, Scrooge. You started with some heavenly vibes. And then
you brought me down with your sound effects. I was in such
Peanut
a good
cookies.
Mood coming in.
You know what? Actually, you are in a chipper mood today. I can tell you're getting excited about Christmas. It's good.
Can we talk about?
Yeah, of course.
Kira's who we need
Kira,
to talk about.
Are you excited about Christmas? 2 days before Christmas, you're here as our special guest.
She's like, no, I'm Jewish. thanks for just assuming.
She's
I'm
like,
Christian.
That's
thanks for just assuming I'm Christian.
Are you excited for Christmas?
Yeah.
What are you asking Santa for?
I actually really don't know. I just want to have a really good year in music next year.
And that's a good, well, this is a start.
There you
this
go.
Is a way to jumpstart your career right now.
That's what Nikhil wants. Nikhil wants that too.
That's true.
I didn't actually
I think
about
we all
it.
Want that.
I don't want a good year in music.
Yeah, I think you do.
I can do okay without having a good year in music.
I think you really do.
If I could have a good year in music, I wouldn't know what to do with myself because I would be like, I don't even make music. How am I
what
having
if
a good year in
what
this?
If you're like this prodigy genius on drums and you just never know?
Then I'll take it to my grave.
Well, that's a good wish to have for Christmas, and we are going to do everything in our power to showcase you in the right way. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved in music. Tell us what got you started. How did you get bit by the bug?
Bit by the bug. Well, I started around, I've been singing all my life, but I started singing around like 10 years old. My mom's like, well, you can sing. I'm like, okay.
She was like, shut up. I'm trying to work here. I hate working from home. This is the worst.
Never in a million years, like, would she have thought, like, I would do songwriting until I actually did it, or which was around 16. So then it just bit me. I was like, I had to write songs. I just want to keep writing songs. Just didn't stop, and I'm still writing songs today. And
so when did you start playing an instrument? Was it
piano at around like 8 years old?
Okay.
And I was like many other kids. I quit after like maybe 3 years.
Well, I played piano at 5. Just
you
not,
did
not well.
Well, did you play classical music?
No, I just hit the keys and made noise.
Oh, that's
and
not
giggled
playing.
Like a fool.
You know, it was just like the.
But like when you say played, you were playing well.
Like.
Did you play classical music?
See, yeah,
everybody starts
with
classical music.
I had a Russian teacher, and she's like, no, you can't do that.
Then she put a stick on your fingers.
Dude, classical music.
Whack!
Honestly, for piano, everybody starts with classical music, and it's not that much fun to start with classical music. And every time, like, did she ever stray a little bit from classical music? Like, do like an Oogie Boogie, like Christmas shuffle or something like that?
Not really. It was mainly classical music, just to really practice technique. And it was, but I didn't like that it was based off memorization. I'm glad I learned it, but right. it was just like I didn't remember anything. So I retaught myself piano at like 16 because I wanted to write songs with piano in it. But at 14, I did guitar and I taught myself.
You were ahead of the game. You started doing that then. I mean, I started at 5 playing piano, but I quit around 9 mm-hmm. and then picked it up again around high school because of the Beatles. And I just discovered them. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I just learned so many Beatles
songs. How old are you?
I'm 30. I'm going to be 36 in a week. Crazy.
That's not crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
So do you have any of your songs you've written when you were 16? Have you played any of those in front of people? Have you ever like gone back and looked at them?
Yeah, it's kind of like really hard to do.
Because I have like as a comedian, I have my first set ever on tape. Like the first time I was ever on stage doing comedy,
that's
I had
incredible.
That. That's shitty. It's horrible.
But you should post it.
No.
Why?
It's awful.
But that's the point. That's the point. Like,
that's the point.
So
not
far.
To post. No.
Oh yeah. Mm-mm. You should definitely post.
I don't want to know where it came from.
Definitely post.
Terrible. I never will.
Yeah. Do it.
It's on VHS and it will rot in a box in a closet forever.
Well, you should bring those songs back, maybe.
I know what you mean. I have a song called, like my first song I think was called Happy to Live and I dedicated it to my best friend.
Happy to Live.
I know.
Why was your friend sick? Why'd you dedicate it to your friend?
No, I was just like, I'm so happy to live.
Then why was it dedicated to your friend?
I don't know. I decided to dedicate it to my friend.
Oh, that would have been nice if she was ill or something.
Dude, how can it be nice if someone's ill?
I'm happy to live. Well, no, and she got over it. Not like she's dying.
She's just like,
I'm happy, I'm alive, and you're dying.
It's pretty dark.
You just said, God, it would have been so cool if somebody was sick and you wrote that
song.
Yeah,
but then they were recovering, and you're like, oh, aren't you so happy
but
you're alive?
Cares? Like, it's better that they're not sick.
And well, I just think it's random. Good. Just, I'm here's the song for you, Happy to Live.
Well, she's happy to live. She's just being.
It was my first song. So
I guess I just don't. I don't look at life in the same bright, sunshiny ways.
He grew up on the streets. Streets of Virginia.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right, so you started writing songs at 14.
Or at 16.
16.
Yeah.
And then you started thinking, okay, I want to do this for a livelihood. I want to do this for a career.
And I had the blessing of my parents supporting me, and they saw something in me, and so I'm really grateful for that, and like, yeah.
Wait till that runs out.
Yeah.
No, her parents are cool. Her parents are very supportive.
Super cool.
Big shout out to your parents, by the way. I've met them.
And then I went to music school, LA College of Music now. Used to be Lama.
Lakam.
Lachaim.
Lachaim. Lachaim. I like that. That's hilarious. They're not going to like that.
No, they're okay. But okay. And I developed a lot. Nikki was one of my teachers.
I was one of her, and she's a Rockstar 101.
Oh, this is one of the Rockstar people.
He didn't believe the Rockstar 101 existed.
Because he talked about it forever, and then he kept bringing people in who were students, and no one had ever taken this class.
You were one of my Rockstar 101 students. You were in the first class, too.
Private Rockstar and songwriting.
Yep, see that? Booyah. And Kira is actually one of the first artists. She's actually the very first artist I produced.
Underground Sky.
Beginning to end. And we finished the whole record. I think we did it in like 2 weeks.
Was it EP or a whole record?
Well, it's an EP. An EP is a whole record.
Yeah, but I know.
It's not an LP. But it's an EP. And it was a great experience for me, just like watching her.
Is that
grow
what
as
every
songwriter?
Beginning song.
Yeah,
writer,
who,
like,
not
musician
got
makes.
The budget
they always
to
make
do
an EP.
Whole, yeah, usually.
How much more is it to make? If you make an EP. How much more is it to make an LP? Was it like, it's like double
usually
the amount
double,
of songs, right?
Yeah, it's usually double.
It's like 10 songs,
triple,
but 5.
Depending on what's on the songs.
Yeah, just depends on the production or like how many instrumentalists you want. And
that's a big problem. Yeah. And how long it's going to be and all of that. It's
mastering.
Mastering, all the.
The knock on my door and the kiss from your lips, the smiles we both wore. There's nothing better than this. You capture the words that I never say and make me feel like every bit is okay. We're bittersweet and that's why we're taking it slow. That's the part I love most. twinkle in your eye. Oh, the taste of your skin. Ooh, I'm really trying to fix the way things have been. Oh, I know we get out of control. That's how we are. It's taking a toll. We're bittersweet and that's why we're taking it slow. That's the part I love most. What's the rush to make it feel right? When you leave, when I'm out of your sight, something keeps you coming and now it's a need. I'm waiting for the day you say we're ready. Hey, we're both right and we're both wrong. Difference is that thing that's making us stronger. We're bittersweet and that's why we're taking it slow. That's the part I love most. We're bittersweet and that's why we're taking it slow. That's the part I love. 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 That's the part I love most.
Very nice. I like your little mock trumpet.
I try my best with that.
I always think of that. Whenever I hear someone do that, I always think of that scene in The Jerk where Steve Martin's talking to, what's her name? I can't even remember her name. But Bernadette Peters, that's it. And they're doing like this love scene and he's singing a little song.
She brings out the trumpet.
Awesome. Dude, that was so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Very jazz influence.
Yeah.
Love the chords. Just a cool... cool tune.
Is that on your EP?
That is on my record, actually, on Elephant Heart, and that was just released.
Was that supposed to be an elephant when you were doing the trumpet?
I guess it could be.
That makes total sense now. That makes total sense.
We do what we can.
Again, you've killed my joke.
On the album. On the album, it's a kazoo and the bass playing together, so it's pretty cool.
Did you do the kazoo?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Master kazoo player.
Nice. When did you start
I'm available for
what age was that? What age was the kazoo?
I just found out that I was really talented at it.
I was just a natural.
Just a natural kazoo player.
You know, you could be the world's greatest kazoo player. No one would know.
I could.
It's a shame. I know. You really should try.
Shame.
You really just gotta swing.
I'm robbing
the
world.
You could start a kazoo army.
I'm robbing the world of my kazoo talent.
So tell me what it was like to do this. I mean, you and I worked together on your first EP, but I want to know what your experience is like doing the whole record.
The whole record. It was a 6-month process, and it was crazy.
Is that from conception of the songs, of like writing the lyrics, the music, to completion of the album, or like?
Just the recording in six months?
Yeah. And it was definitely a long process, but it was so amazing just having... I concentrated a lot on the energy of the record and who was on it, and I got a great producer, a great... an awesome master. All my friends that were instrumentalists...
A master? What do you mean a master?
Master is a mastering engineer.
Oh, basically. Yeah. You call him masters?
Well, she called him
master. Mastering engineer.
Yes, okay.
Mastering engineer is the proper terminology.
Props to
Ruben. I don't know. It's just weird. Called me by off guard. I said, we got a master for this.
Dude, props to Ruben Cohen and then the producer, engineer, mixer, and He also played bass, John Avila, and he was amazing. And
John was the bass player for Oingo Boingo, one of my favorite people on the planet. Just an amazing, brilliant, brilliant dude.
He's just so, his energy is just so incredible, and a lot of love went into that album, and I'm very proud of it. And
good, yeah, as you should be. And good, the artwork's super cool.
Thank you.
We, you know, our listeners can't see it, but it actually looks like a watercolor elephant heart.
Yeah.
It literally looks like an elephant heart. It's pretty.
I've never seen an elephant heart because I've never killed an elephant. So.
Well, you're missing out.
And pulled out its beating heart.
This dude is called Micah Thomas. He's incredible. He does graphic design, and he's an artist. And
yeah, it looks
he's
great.
He's amazing.
Solid. Super solid. Let's play a track from it. What are you going to play for us?
How Beautiful Life Is.
Oh, is this like the, sequel to Happy to Live?
Or is this a prequel?
Pretty positive.
This could be a prequel. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Here is, what's the name of it? How Beautiful Life Is.
The prequel to Hooks. Happy to Live. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
To understand if we could, and all of the good things ain't so hard to miss. Just look at how beautiful life is. All that you're hearing are insecurities. You don't want to listen to positivity. Slow it down and focus on this. Just look at how beautiful life is. In our heads, put it aside, do something happy instead. But if we acted on what we insist, we'd see how beautiful life is. Cause that sun's up above, banging high, till that moon rises up and those constellations shine. Gravity's that only thing that'll pull your smile down.
Approval.
Well, that works out cool because my zodiac sign is a rooster.
Say what? You hear that? Wait, what? There's a rooster in your what? Your zodiac sign?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
You know, like there's the horse and there's like the monkey.
So you're
I'm a rooster.
You're a rooster?
Yeah.
What are you?
I don't know. I think I'm a horse. I think
your horse's ass with that fucking iPad.
What are you?
I don't know what I am. That's you're what I'm curious. I'm curious. You go by month or
no,
year
by,
born?
Year. So I think every 12 years it rotates again. Oh.
You're talking about the Chinese
zodiac.
Zodiac.
Yeah.
You don't know what you are? You're probably a rat. No. You have a very rat-like quality in you.
Not a rat.
I'm just kidding.
So not a rat.
You know what? We'll look it up.
God damn it!
So, Kira, real quick, where can people find you?
They can find me either on my website, kirahooks.com.
Spell it out.
KIRAHOOKS.com. And then there's Bandcamp. Just type in my name, Kira Hooks. iTunes, you can find the record Nikki produced.
That's right.
Underground Sky, as well as Elephant Heart, the most recent one. And Spotify, YouTube.
The whole bit.
Facebook.
Everything's there.
SoundCloud, all over. Too
well,
many.
That
had a very different sound from the song you sang.
Yeah, it's...
Do you try to do that? Do you try to do different sounds, or you try to like have one thing?
I guess I don't try to do that. I just end up coming up with a song that ends up being pretty different genre-wise.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, "Whoa, our genre is pretty like debated," and I get some joy out of that. Yeah, that's so cool that nobody knows what I am. But I have mainly a lot of jazz, soul, R&B influence.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it leans more in, but it
There's
has
some pop elements too.
Pop, Latin, and
do you think that hurts or helps an artist like find their way through the business? I mean, if you can't fall into it, because I know suits are. Do that. They have to put you in a category. They have to lock you in somewhere.
For me, it's helped.
With everything.
I'll tell you, and I'll tell you why, just because of LA. Like, every band when I was coming up was a butt rock band in a club. So when we'd play, it was like, oh, this is something different. You know what I mean? So people that even came out to see those bands that may not be typical fans of what we do, they were like, you guys are players. You guys are great. This is unbelievable. So we started getting fans because we were different. I think right now for labels, they're just looking for, we need the next Meghan Trainor. We need the next hot pop thing. But if you want a career, honestly, that shit doesn't matter. What you need to do is find your niche, find the people that love the kind of music that you do, and find your people. I think that's what goes with any art, not just music. I think being different is great. It makes you an individual, you know?
Yeah, I guess, you know, some artists like, I don't know, Ben Harper, right?
Yeah,
like,
he's a great artist.
Yeah, very, very diverse as well. And so I guess it works for some people. Like, you never know what kind of...
Well, I just know on the business side, they're always trying to fit somebody into something. Like, everything has to be like, I need this. Like, everything is like...
It's true.
I look at it like this, like, be innovative and unique, but be familiar too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, she's not doing like avant-garde, like crazy changes in music. What she's doing is doing like a new version of old throwback stuff, which I like. Speaking of which, let's play something from the record that I produced.
Let's do Underground Sky.
Is that on there?
Yeah.
It's on there. Here it is. We did this how long ago, real quick?
We recorded in 2012.
2012.
And then released in February 2013.
All right, here it comes.
Yeah. Underground Sky.
Underground Sky.
Of direction deep inside, I have kept a collection of compasses I hide. It's funny we travel and leave our hearts behind, following patterns. Shapes and figures we find. Open up and feel around.
us down. We'll fly through the underground sky where there's no clouds to hide and no glide through. I'm right on the edge, but I feel alive. Constantly looking for the tricks of the trade. There's careful minds with careless answers, but to be fair, should we blame them? Are they aware? Open up and feel around.
I remember working on the song and feeling the kind of the same way when we were working on it. But you know, when like you're producing records and you're making your own records too, you just forget about that what it was in that time.
It was so stripped down and just
raw. Oh man, it really did. It just, I got lost in that. Just the song, like that's what I love about Kira's songs. It's like even hearing them on John, the record that John did and the record I did, the songs just take you places. Mm. They're all in different directions, and your songwriting is just, you know, it's a gift to the world, and
thank you.
I can't wait for the world to embrace it. So where can people hear you play live?
Well, the next place I'm going to play live is on January 27th in Burbank at the Park Bar and Grill. It's going to be with the full band, and I'm awesome. Super excited.
And what's the full band like? How many instruments?
It's going to be bass, drums, guitar, and me. Me with acoustic guitar.
Pyro? Any pyro?
Pyro?
Pyrotechnics? Fireworks? Nothing?
Someday.
I'm just saying.
I'm dreaming about it.
You want to get the visual going, too.
That'll be super cool.
In time. You know, the funny thing is about...
Will it be an elephant there?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what...
I'm not going to buy into it, Eddie. I'm not taking your bait.
I'll sing on an elephant.
The cool thing about Kira, I've always seen her with a piano, so it's really awesome seeing her with the guitar. Just come in and just rock some shit.
Do you play... Piano with the band, or you play guitar?
It just depends on the song. Lately, I've been just honing some, my skills on the guitar, and it's easier to take around too. So
that was for you, Eddie.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know, but I just wanted to throw it in there. It's an elephant heart for you.
Yeah.
Why elephant heart? What was that? What was? Why'd that come up?
Elephant heart.
I was about to answer that question. I was like, because I just felt like doing it, right?
Elephant Heart was interesting because I just started writing a poem, and I was going to start with elephant eyes because I just loved their cool wrinkled eyes. I'm like, oh, it's so cool. But then the way I was writing, it didn't flow with elephant eyes. So I'm like, what's another part of the body? Elephant heart. And I'm like, whoa, this is super cool.
Then you can rhyme fart with it.
Yeah.
And that makes a good
poem.
The
weight of an elephant.
That's fun.
What are you doing?
I just said Darth Vader farting.
What are you doing?
If you really want to know, I just combined some serious forces there. Forces of nature, shall we say.
Oh my god.
All right, so speaking of Elephant Heart, what else are you going to play with us? Play us another song.
This one is actually a newer one, and it's not on the record.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Ooh. It's called Have You Listened to Her Heart? Not Fart.
Have you listened to her fart?
Sorry.
Have you listened to her heart?
That's Eddie's.
Have you listened to her?
All right, here we go.
Go for it.
Lost her in between the lines, wants to color everything she finds. Any move is too extreme, safe in her routine, but cries for change. The perfect time, saying what's yours will never be mine. Plays a motto when she can, wants to know where she began. It's another day, can't move away. Is she caught inside the circle of her youth? Holding pride when silence speaks the truth. Have you listened to her heart? She is everything you are. Don't leave her lonely, like the moon without the stars. Oh yeah. See people waiting for their need. Give her a call, tell her what it means to be. Add a sparkle to a smile, go the extra mile. While there's time, don't waste your mind. Is she caught inside the circle of her youth? Holding pride when silence speaks the truth. Have you listened to her heart? She is everything you are. Don't leave her lonely, like the moon without the stars. And see the world inside her eyes. Love will always be your guide. When there's an angel, gotta keep her on your side. my friends, it smiles around you, feeling overdue, sitting around for something new, yeah. Play with the rhythm, don't hold you down. It's been heavy and you're ready for higher ground. See the soul within, won't worry where it's been. It's in our control. Listen to her heart. She is everything you are. Don't leave her lonely like a moon without the stars. And see the world inside her eyes. Love will always be your guide. When there's an angel, gotta keep her on your side. When there's an angel, gotta keep her on your side.
First of all, very, very, very beautiful song. Very, like, nothing greater than a soul ballad. Just gotta love it. Great key change, too. I caught that. I definitely caught the key change.
Half step up.
Nice chords. Very cool. I dig it. I dig it the most. Mm. So, Kira, one more time, where can people find you?
They can find me on KiraHooks.com, KiraHooks.com, SoundCloud.
Does it have links to everything on there? Like, can you go to SoundCloud from your webpage and stuff?
So. Yeah, pretty much. Okay. You can find everything.
It's all up on
there. One-stop shop?
Yeah.
One-stop shop. Did you ever do that? You know, in Rockstar 101, somebody came up with a great line for her business card.
Oh.
Hooks, line, and singer. Yeah. 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 The studio audience loves it. All right, one more time. Where are you playing?
I am playing at the Park Bar and Grill in Burbank. On January 27th with the full band.
What time?
Oh, shoot.
You don't know what time?
Actually, no. It's at 8 p.m.
We'll just say yes. 8.
8 p.m. It is 8 p.m. for sure.
Is it just you? How long is the set?
It's 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
8 p.m. for sure.
And full band. Gotta love
full
that.
Full band.
Yeah. You got the acoustic version tonight. Now you get the full band
version.
Full
rock out band. Yeah. Sans pyro.
Well, Eddie, Merry Christmas.
Have a happy holidays.
Just like bookends. Kira Hooks, Merry Christmas.
Thank you for coming.
You.
I'm
going to
do something
guys.
Different tonight because one of my favorite singer-songwriters passed away yesterday.
It's a shame.
And instead of playing our theme music out, I'm going to give a big shout-out to Mr. Joe Cocker and his family and all of his fans. This is one of my favorite songs that he covered, a Beatles song. This one's With a Little Help from My Friends by Mr. Joe Cocker. Rest in peace.
As I've said to many people, this title just about puts it all into focus. It's called With a Little Help from My Friends. Remember it. Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby.
as do I feel at the end of the day.
Are you sad because you're on your own?
I tell them you said no more.